Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
Is that the time? I have to go and wake Susan up. That's a shame she was all the way around there. Look at this rain. It's not been raining like this for ages.
What? Who? Why? My God, what
Susan,
is it?
Susan, get up. Get up, we gotta go. You know we have to be somewhere.
What time is it?
The time now is 6:30. Well, we need to be somewhere at 7:30.
It's too early, I'm not getting up.
But at least you ordered the taxi.
Well, did I?
Well, you said you would call them last night.
Oh, yes, I'll just check in that case, right. Okay?
You've got the number, it's on your phone.
Yes, I have, I'll just check. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do it, don't you worry.
Okay, well, look, you get ready, get dressed, get your bag ready, and I'll see you over at the house. I'll make some coffee and some toast, and then we got to be off.
Okay, right, I'll call the number. Who the heck's
the number
that?
You have dialed
have
is
I got
not
the wrong code?
Time.
Is that the code for Little Eaton? My God, no. Oh, my God, I am in such trouble with this taxi. I'll go back and tell Chris. Go back? How am I going to get back? All the rain. Canoe, paddle, canoe, get in. That's it. Right.
Ah, finally, you got up. Okay, right.
Yes.
So, what time's the taxi coming?
Well, problem, it's coming from Chicago, so it's a long way.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so we just got to make our own way. So, we've got several choices. We walk, we run, private jet.
We can't, it's too far. We'll have to take, the only thing we can do is take your motorbike.
Good idea. I never thought of that.
But the only thing is we got our bags. So how are we going to get the bags?
Well, do we need a bag?
We do. We're going for 3 weeks.
Oh, well, we can take a small bag and we can buy stuff there.
Okay, right, let's hop on then. Just get your toast, get your coffee, quickly.
Yeah,
we're off.
All on the motorbike.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Am I driving? Yeah, right.
Okay, did you put the animals out?
Some. Yeah, so the monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the neighbour to come.
What about Daisy? Is she
Daisy, she's always out. Well, don't need to worry about
okay,
Daisy.
The crickets?
Well, I better get those in because, you know, it's urgent that they come in.
Okay, right. Yeah. Did you feed the dinosaur?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
And he's out or in?
Have a little arm or leg in the morning.
Okay.
In.
Okay, and the frogs?
Well, the frogs are out, they're by the pond, you know. I don't need to worry about those, you can chill on
did
that.
Did you get my cock out?
Always, right,
okay.
Yes.
And the seagulls?
Well, they're always out, so
okay.
I don't need to worry about that.
Because normally you keep them in. You say you keep them out, but you normally keep them in.
I do, but as we're going away for a while, I think the seagulls, they can get out.
Okay, because, you know, they also keep the sheep, the ticks off the sheep.
Yes, well, I'm going to call the neighbours in to deal with the ticks
okay.
on the sheep.
Because you don't believe that, I know, but
yeah.
David Attenborough told me.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Anything else we need to know about David Attenborough?
No, nothing at
no
all.
Frogs.
Right,
yeah,
okay,
right.
Get on then.
Right, off we go.
Right, we'll just leave it here. Okay, there's not a parking place, but there won't be motorbikes at all. Right, there it is over there, arrivals. Let's go there.
Arrivals. What about departures?
No, it's definitely arrivals.
Definitely arrivals.
That's where the plane comes.
Well, I'll just follow you.
Okay, then let's go. There's
going.
A big queue over there. Let's join the queue, quickly.
Yeah, especially the queue arrivals.
Exactly.
I'm definitely for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.